All right, Keith, you just wanted to finish this one, and you did. You landed a top five. Did that plan change at all during the race when you knew what you had?
No, not really. Just trying to get to the finish, and I got up to fourth with a late restart and was behind the top three, and got my chance to size myself up against them after I was battling back in like seventh and eighth most of the race. And as soon as the restart came out, I realized I didn't have much for the top three. They pulled me pretty good. And then at that point, it was a matter of, okay, I don't have the car to win it. Let's just finish the thing out. And Abald ended up getting me with about 10 to go, but happy to bring it home fifth.
Early in the race, I brought this up with a lot of guys. I thought the pace was extremely slow. Usually you guys will get into lap traffic within 8, 10 laps, 35 car field. You guys were running upper 18s, 18.5, and everybody was bunched up. Did I kind of think maybe it forced some guys to, like, I can't sit here at this point. I'm squished with the guy behind me, guy in front of me. Did it make you do anything that you wouldn't normally have done?
No, not really. I'm glad the pace was slow because early on, I probably wouldn't have felt real comfortable going real fast until some of the fuel burnt off of it, and then the car got better about 25, 30 laps into it. But a couple guys got me in the beginning, and I raced pretty hard with Bellinger, and I raced hard with Goslin, and got back by them and got by a couple more cars, and just it was just like a longer 50-lap feature, basically. Just kept on racing the whole time, had fun.
Any close calls tonight?
No close calls. Car never got sideways on me. Car was under me all night, and nothing really happened in front of me.
Pretty stress-free race for you then.
It was. The lap traffic wasn't too bad. There was about four cars we lapped several times, and a couple of them stayed low, and a couple of them stayed high. So you basically knew where to go when you got to them. And other than those four or five guys, we really didn't lap. I didn't anyway lap anybody all race.
Mike and Doug both said that they do not like the lack of the passing flag in this race. What's your take on it?
I didn't have any problem with it. I thought it was a good decision by the track to not use it. I think it's the right decision. It's more fair for everyone.
What do you like about it?
Well, being from an officiating background in go-kart racing, I kind of know how a pain in the neck something like a passing flag in a race like this can be. So, and there's other series that don't use it as well. So you got, you know, some series that don't run like ISMA, so I just think it was the right decision.
In 2019, do we have any new cars in the works, any complete reworks of this one? What are you going to do? What is Chris going to do?
I'm just looking forward to coming back next year with Chris, and it's a good car, and we'll see what Chris wants to do. I haven't talked to him about next year yet.
Most likely they'll stick with the same car, maybe tweak something here or there?
Most likely, I think so.
And finally, Keith, who would you like to thank for your top five classic run and season overall?
Chris Osedek, my dad, Brian Osedek, TJ Toyota, John Coe for helping us out all year, Matt and Dylan Buskey, father-son team that come and help us. They go-kart at the track back there and come and help us on Saturdays. And just appreciate everybody giving us support and all the fans, of course, that came out to watch us. And a big special thanks to Chris for making it all possible. It's his race team, and he does a great job with it. And wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, obviously. So just thanks to everybody. It was a decent season for us. Looking forward to next year.